It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today's the last day to sign up for 2021 individual health coverage through the state's insurance exchange. The deadline applies to those who don't get insurance through their employer. The next chance to sign up will be next year, except for people who experience certain life events like marriage or the birth of a child or loss of other health insurance. Consumers can enroll through insurance agents, directly with insurance companies, or through the state exchange Connect for Health Colorado. Counties across the San Luis Valley have started vaccinating adults 70 and over for COVID-19. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The San Luis Valley had a rise in new coronavirus cases in the fall, but that's decreased over the past few months. For Linda Smith with the San Luis Valley Public Health Partnership, the vaccine's availability has changed her outlook on this year.
Definitely something that's made me think, well, maybe I could actually consider where I could go for a vacation later this year. That would be nice. You know, those kinds of thoughts that I wasn't able to even consider last year.
Counties in the San Luis Valley have finished vaccinating healthcare workers. Now, Alamosa County is taking appointments for older adults twice a week, while Conejos County has a first-come, first-served drive-through clinic. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow was in the gallery of the House of Representatives when pro-Trump insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol last week. In a phone town hall Thursday, Crow recounted last week's attack and said he has a plan to help unite Americans.
We have to rebuild our roads, our bridges, our infrastructure, our education system. That is the work that ultimately will bring us together. I believe at the end of the day, the best way to move forward is to work together.
Crow voted with the majority of the House to impeach Donald Trump, and he says a safe inauguration for President-elect Joe Biden must be ensured. The number of inmates infected with COVID-19 at the Adams County Jail tripled in the last week. That's according to the state health department. 126 inmates and three staff members were reported infected with the virus. Last week's data show 42 inmates and no staff members were infected. The Denver Gazette reports that the county health department attributes part of the increase to delayed reporting of COVID-19 cases. Outbreaks of the virus have been rampant in Colorado's jails and prisons throughout the pandemic. This is CPR News.